views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319 527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Woo! Well, I hope you all had a great Turkey Day. And some interesting things going on in our world and our universe, as I'm sure you are aware. Not the least of which is I had a glorious afternoon yesterday with 12 of my closest girlfriends out here. And we got together for my birthday lunch and drank a little and laughed a lot and cried a little and honored each other. And gosh, I felt like everybody kind of went around and acknowledged stories, and some of them funny and some of them touching. And I felt like I kind of lived my own It's a Wonderful Life yesterday. So, for those of you thinking out there, gosh, I don't know, my friends didn't do that for me. Well, I want you to know that this was my doing, my gift to myself. And I think it's probably going to become a yearly celebration now, where I get all my friends together, because none of us have time to meet individually that much anymore. And it was absolutely the best gift I could have given myself, the presence of all these friends who truly honor and love me. So thank you to all of you that joined that group that weren't around the table with us yesterday. I acknowledge you as part of my important family, and I want you to know that. So, Bupalapalu orders have been flying out of here every day. Very exciting for me. And I just got to donate some more to this beautiful Dolores mission that takes a lot of kids, high risk kids in the inner city here in Los Angeles. We've sent Bupas out to just a lot of toy drives and organizations, because you know, giving is part of receiving, and the giving part has always been so much easier for me. But I have learned through doing this work that you need to receive like I did yesterday, and then you have so much more to give. So one of our community sent me this beautiful video of this bus driver, I'm sure it'll go viral if it hasn't already, who stopped his bus because there was a woman standing on the side of the bridge. And he stopped his bus and he gently went over and got her to come on the other side of the bridge and sat down and put his arm around her and talked to her until help came. And it just touched me so much. And I want to address the fact that Christmas always brings up or can bring up during emotions, both positive and negative. For me, I always had great Christmases, even though we were extremely poor. It was always a big family celebration. My dad and mom somehow figured out a way to get those presents under the tree. But more than that, it was the fun and the family putting all this stuff together. Many of you may not have had that. Many of you are looking at memories that are not so joyful, or looking at memories that really didn't mean much one way or another to you. And then when you hear all the songs and all the festivities and everything, it triggers. The holidays are a trigger, right, for sense memory that we have of either positive or negative. And that's what I want you to objectively get in touch with, is that it's not the holiday itself, it's the holiday trigger that might be putting you into some kind of depression or sadness. And you want to, and this information that I'm giving you right now, this information came out through something else that a couple of my partners and I were scrutinizing. And basically, we are being asked to balance all our sense memory from all time and all time-space continuums that hold the experience of not being loved, not feeling love, not experiencing love, not loving. Okay? As I said to you, it came in a whole different way. But when I got this video, it occurred to me that this was going on. And I've been helping several people in the community through this time. And when I put all of it together, the channel said, this is what you need to do on the show, Dee. For all time, all space-time continuums, forward, backward, up, down, and in the time of now, we are stating that around all experiences and sense memories of not being loved, we are invoking the symbol, which neutralizes all but the truth, the formula, the violet flame to come down. Wash this sense memory, right? The golden light to carry it out, replace it with the knowledge and the memory that I am loved. I love me, and I am loved by this world. And I am allowing myself to be all that I am. Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. I step forward in this moment right now to love myself unconditionally, to allow myself to feel the love of God, the universe, unconditional love, this community, D, myself. I allow myself to be all that I am in the experience of love. And so it is. Okay, if there's anybody out there listening or will be hearing this through the holidays, please, guys, if you need help, reach out to somebody, right? There are hotlines that you can talk to. Sit down, get quiet, remember the intention of feeling and experiencing love. And get a plan in place. Okay, in this new year, this is how I want to feel all the time. In this new year, this is my plan. How can I start implementing it now? Another thing I would like to suggest to you, sorry, I'm listening to the channel, is to go give somewhere. Go give and be a part of this season. Go to a soup kitchen. See how you can volunteer. Go to convalescent homes. See what you can give. Where are the volunteer opportunities for you to do? There will be nothing to get you more in the spirit of Christmas than to go give. Okay. I want, because of this video that was sent to me, I just want to say two last things. Suicide is a permanent solution to temporary problems. There are better ways, other ways to address what you are feeling. And if you are depressed or feeling threatened at all during this season, I want to give you what they call the square breathing. It's very easy. You just think of a square. You breathe into the count of four. You hold it for four counts. You let it go for four counts. You wait for four counts. So if you want to remember that, just draw a square and put a four on each side. Breathe in to four, hold it for four, breathe out for four, relax for four. Breathe in for four, hold it for four, breathe out for four, relax for four. That will bring your brain back from an emotional state to an objective cognitive state, so that you can. Okay, now they're saying everything hasn't balanced. So is this new since the call started? All right, we're going to the sheets. First sheet, second sheet, third sheet, fourth sheet. Wow. Hang on. Not a sheet we go to a lot. Let me get to it. Oh, okay. After talking about all this, they want us to claim that our chakras are open, balanced, spinning in the right direction. Our hara line is straight, strong, and through the ID point. All our energy is on board and in alignment with I am allowing myself to be all that I am, to experience and be the love that I want. We are balancing all diseases, conditions, and ailments, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, chemical, cosmic, and dimensional, that allows us to do this. And any frequencies off balance anywhere, we demand to be brought into alignment now. And I want to go to that word alignment, because I think a lot of you might not understand what it exactly means. Alignment is no resistance. And we say all the time, if you want money, you have to be in alignment with money. So whatever it is that you want in your life right now, look and see where the hidden resistance is to getting it, because if there's any resistance there, you are not fully in alignment with receiving what you want. Like, I'm scared I won't know what to do with the money when it comes. That belief or fear can keep you out of alignment with creating your money. So take time. You'll know. Sit down with a piece of paper. Go into your channel. That's all you have to know, is you're sitting there to receive information. It'll be there for you. I promise. You know, you don't have to get knocked over the head with something, right, in order to get it. Okay. Now, before we go to the calls, the Christmas special goes live tomorrow. It'll be in the e-blast. It will go out as an e-blast. You can call the office if you're not fabulous on the computer. You can call the office. Joni will walk you through it. And that office number is 818-876-0386. It's a 30-minute private for $100. And any of you that I talked to today, if you've ever had a 30-minute private and you want to give it a small testimonial, how much we get to in 30 minutes is incredible. This will only be for the month of January, guys. First come, first serve. It's my gift to all of you so that you can all afford. And by the way, if you would like to donate one for any of our clients that cannot even manage that, then that's a beautiful, beautiful way to give, is to give a half an hour so somebody can empower themselves. Okay, invoking the symbol, the formula, the flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Can I go to the calls? Yes. Here we go. Jeannie, I want to know how you are, babe.
You want to know what?
I want to know how you are.
I have to have an angiogram of the heart on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, that's
good.
Which
is fine. Let me finish, please, mm-hmm. before I give you my testimonial. By the way, her privates are effing believable.
Well, there's a testimonial for it. All right, go ahead.
Okay. And I know everything is going to be A-okay. I know what the diagnoses are, and I know what caused it. And it's been years of listening to one doctor and not following through the way my mind said I should. The way my brain, excuse me, and my heart said
uh-huh.
I should.
Listening to your own guidance.
That's
yes.
right.
Yeah.
Listening to my own channel.
Yep.
We take for granted. I don't care who the doctor is. I really don't. That what they say is God's word. Nonsense, people. Follow what is in your heart and what you're hearing in your brain.
Yeah, your
That's
brain, not your mind.
Say.
Your brain. Not your mind, right.
That's right.
When your heart and your brain work together, you get the highest information.
That is correct.
Okay. So, you know, Jeannie, this is the one piece of information about an angiogram that I want to share with you.
Please.
After the angiogram, you take it easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most
people feel a lot better and they want to get up and get... No, you take it easy. And
my darling, I just spent a hell of a lot of money for a small, very small kitchen to stock it up so that everything is easily within reach, can opener, throw in pot.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, it's just a piece of information that I have through my life and I have mm-hmm. learned on the show. Although I'm not a doctor, that when I have a piece of information like that, especially like adrenals and all that, right? And I
right.
want you to know, Jeannie, that this entire community is with you.
I
We're
know,
supporting
and I
you.
Thank them.
The angels of this community will be surrounding you, you know, calling down your angels. Everybody, that room is going to be so freaking full of light, the doctor probably ain't going to know what to do with it. So when is it so that we know when to send our energy?
I don't know, won't know the time until tomorrow, but it's sometime on Tuesday in New
sometime
York at Lenox
Tuesday.
Hill Hospital.
Okay. Well, I hear morning. So just
Good.
Take time Thursday morning. Take time. See,
Tuesday,
this is
Tuesday.
Tuesday morning, this is the first place you can give that I was talking about. Tuesday morning, put it down on your calendars to send your little angels to Jeannie. Okay, and you'll let me know when you're out and fancy free, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good for you, Jeannie, for taking steps and listening to yourself.
God forces in very strange ways, all energy, God. And it was three doctors in one day leading me to a cardiologist who said, "What the heck is going on here and who took care of you before?"
Uh-huh. But Jeannie, I want to remind you lovingly that what happened in the work with the work before that is you accepting who you were. You accepting that you didn't have to accept what your family had. There was a lot of things that went on non-physically,
right,
that allowed you to bring in the people that could actually help you.
Exactly.
Good.
When the
I want everybody
right.
to hear that.
When the time is right, people.
The time is right in every moment of the creation of now.
Right.
Okay, we
she
do not, oh wait, hold on, they gave me a note here, oh shoot, it's on this page, hold on, we, tell the collective, we don't need any more stupid lessons, that's exactly how I wrote it down. So we as a collective are claiming no more stupid lessons. We create health, wealth, love, joy, honor, communication. We claim all of that right now. That's what we're creating right now. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye.
All right, we're going to Jay in North Carolina. Press 1 if you want to talk to the channel, everybody. Jay, you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, darling. Merry holidays.
Merry holidays to you, Dee.
Thanks.
I'm trying to make them merry. I'm doing exactly what you said in the beginning. I'm trying to reset all of my past memories.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. So how can we help you do that? Because you have to do that, but.
Yes. Well, that's a great question. That's why I called.
Okay. So, well, it's interesting. The lesson here, they're saying, is you're still waiting and depending on memories before you release the old memories, before you release the old sense memories. So it is possible to create the new memories. As a matter of fact, that's what they're saying we have to do. We have to get on with creating the new memories right now. And instead of holding our focus on all the stuff we don't want anymore, we know that. But Christmas is a great time to practice that. So I want you to pick one new memory that is a joyful memory that you can make right now. Can you find it, Jay?
Yes.
Okay. They want you to go do it today. Okay, go, and every day, guys, start looking at what awesome, incredible, new memory can I make today. Maybe it's, I'm going to start, and you know, they just showed me This Is Us, that beautiful show on television. Around Thanksgiving, they talked about making new memories, and they were locked in a cabin because they couldn't get there. And so all these new memories were made on that night because they did the best with the situation they could. They used love. So I just want to ask all of you, you know, how about making a new memory of making a beautiful Christmas card to you? Sitting down and designing and celebrating the artistry of you towards yourself. Boy, we're getting a lot of feedback, Jay. Do you have me on speaker?
No. Sorry.
Okay.
If you're on a Bluetooth. I mean, this is,
oh, I see. Okay. All right. So you have one. Pick another one, Jay. Can you find another one?
Yes.
Okay. Now, find one more. They want one more.
Okay.
Okay. Can you feel the energy already starting to shift within you about the joy of the holiday?
No.
Okay. That's the resistance you have to let go of. Because I can tell you just even in the resonance of your voice, there was energy shifting. But bottom line, if we want to hold on to not feeling good, no matter what anybody else talks you through or gives you, you're going to hold on to it. So I'm getting you still want to hold on to it. So you get what you want. Why do you want to still hold on to the old stuff and not create the new?
You know, I think that just came to me. I have no idea what to create, and there's no one to create it with. That's probably the reason.
But you just gave me three things, you said.
I thought they were memories.
No.
Sorry.
These are new things that they want you to create. Give me a movie.
Back to the Future.
Well, perfect. You can't. They don't want you to go back to the past, guys. If you're not happy, that ain't going to work for you. You got to go into the future. And the future starts right now. So what's one thing you can pick that might be a new memory, that you can make starting now? A new thing that you can create now.
Okay.
Do you understand? Can you feel that now? Can you feel looking into the future and go, okay, I had crappy Christmases for the last 40 years. What do I do now that's going to make that better? What's a tradition that I can start right now to make that better? It's a microcosm of everything that we teach, but the holidays accentuate it emotionally.
Perfect.
Go out and make some lemonade, Jay. Some Christmas lemonade. All right, are you going to follow through on this now?
Yes.
Okay, you guys have to follow through. To know and not to do is not yet to know. Take action. Got it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, darling. So beneficial for
you.
All of us. Yeah, guys, you got to go create for yourselves. If I'm in the toilet, how do I swim up, climb out, and have some fun somewhere? Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, honey. You're on.
Hi. So strange. I thought that this was a recording because you said, I hope you all had a good turkey day. And I'm like,
okay.
I don't remember hearing this one after Thanksgiving. So I don't know what that's about, but I'm just kind of open to whatever the channel has.
It's not about anything, Lynn.
Okay.
What made you call in today?
Uh, Well, I've been doing the work, and I talked to Nadia on her show, and she was saying you're doing the work, but it's coming from an anxious place. So I've been working on just being in that calm, receiving space.
Okay, what do I tell you guys? What do I tell you guys every week? Go to your love place, get into the love vibration, and then create.
And I believe that's what I'm doing because a lot of things are showing up. And
yes.
I got it, Lynn.
Okay, so you're in the love vibration, and then you create. The anxiety comes in still wondering if it's going to show up. That's where the anxiety is. Is the world going to come through for me? So you've tackled The World Loves Me.
Oh, yeah.
You've certainly tackled I Love Myself because 2 years ago you didn't, dude. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes, I know.
Can we all love ourselves enough to know that everything that we want shows up? See, when we move into that, there's a part of us that goes, oh, well, I don't have any power over that creation. But you have power over all your creation. And receiving and giving, recegive, is one energy. So in your creation, you have to allow, remember, I am allowing myself to be all that I am. Well, the I am presence of you is receiving as well as giving. Some of you need to focus more on giving. Some of you need to focus more on receiving. And we all need to focus on the fact that it's one energy. It's one circle. I give, I receive, I receive, I give. And anything that is in resistance to that means you're not in alignment of allowing that circle to complete itself. That's why some people can be very, very successful for a while, and then their whole business falls apart. Because somehow, at some point, they went, okay, I'm going to take more, and I'm going to take more, and I'm going to take more. And then it goes off balance, and they get out of alignment with allowing the giving part of themselves. I'm just using this time to teach a lesson, Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you can stay in, I ordered my dinner and it's coming.
Okay.
That obviously resonates with you, right?
Well, yeah, because what's funny is that I feel like the only real place where I have so much resistance in allowing myself to move forward and things to just show up is I slow it down by turning to food to soothe myself. And I get so anxious at night.
But Lynn, so I'm going to fill the void of my knowing up with food. They guarantee you, they say, they guarantee you that when you get in alignment with knowing that your order is delivered to you, you will not want, you will not be scared that you don't have enough food. You got that one, didn't you? It's like, oh my God, I better eat because, you know, it might not be here. I might not have enough. I might not get enough. And that's metaphorically what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay, fill yourself up instead with knowing that it's already done and you're filled. Got it?
Yes, I've got it. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Thanks for that. Yeah, boy, it's like They're taking this show and doing a mini reteaching of all of the important touchstones of our work here for the holidays. Jennifer in Oklahoma, you're on, babe.
Hi, Dee. Merry Christmas early.
Thank you.
I just wanted to check in with you and let you know that I received my little bear, Bupalopaloo.
Awesome.
And I'm going, and I wanted to, if it's okay with you, I'm giving away gifts for Christmas on my accounts, my website and my Instagram account.
Beautiful.
And so I will be giving away two more of your bears.
Oh,
and if people
Jennifer.
Would like to follow along, I want to let them know they can.
Sure. How do we follow along?
So if you want to look on my Instagram account, I'm giving these bears away, but I'm also giving away lots of other eco-friendly, heart-friendly, mindful products from around the world. And my Instagram account is Jen J. Parker. And then if you want to go to my website, my blog is called Loving the Globe, but it's under my name. My website is jenniferjparker.com. And I've already posted a couple of giveaways.
It's a beautiful business model that she's created. And I think, well, according to the channel, this is the business of the future. So I really celebrate. They want you to know absolutely that this was divinely given to you, this idea. And because somebody had to prove that it works, Jennifer.
Oh, I'm in tears. Thank you so much. I've seen this for a long time. It's not been fast moving. It's been slow moving, but I feel like I'm finally standing in it.
Well, it's an idea whose time has come, but it's taken a while. There's so much energy shifting in the world right now. Some of it appears very bad. That's going to be very good. Some of it appears to be very good that may ultimately not be in the highest for the collective. So that means we have to open our psyches and our minds and our beings and our consciousness to non-judgment in allowing the expansion of energy. Wow. Okay, claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around that. I am allowing the expansion of energy through non-judgment, through acceptance. That's the positive. I am allowing the expansion of energy through acceptance, and so it is. Wow! Woo! Awesome. All right, my love, good luck to you.
Thank you. And go make sure to check it out. I have products from all around the world. I'm doing a giveaway right now of handmade Christmas stockings that are made in Bangladesh to empower women. I have some more handmade stockings that I'll be giving away. And
I love it. Okay. One more time. The site is what?
My website.
Where they can purchase this stuff.
Oh, they don't have to purchase. They win it. I just give it.
Okay, the site is?
My Instagram account is JennJParker.
Okay, and that's where they can go to see this stuff.
Yes, or my website, JenniferJParker.com.
Okay, all right, because I'm going to go on.
And this is something I'm not just doing it for Christmas. This is my new, I'll be giving away for a very long time.
You can feel the expansion and the rightness and the love around this. What an incredible idea, Jennifer. Good luck to you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Oh, and I have to mention my receiving because, you know, if you're giving a lot, then you get to receive a lot. And I was having a little bit of a challenging day the other day, and I was posting my giveaway and just went off to run some errands, drove through Starbucks. And when I went to pay my coffee, the people said, oh, the lady in front of you paid for yours.
And
I was so excited. I bought the coffees behind me.
See, now if the world just worked that way, what harmony we would have, eh?
I know. You know, it make sure to receive and give. It's fun. It's all fun.
You bet.
And thanks for being such a great teacher. And I'll post you. I'll send you the post whenever I get the Bupalapaloo up. So if you want to share it, you're welcome to.
Oh, great. I would appreciate that, Jennifer. Thank you. And good luck to you, honey.
You.
Beautiful.
Okay. Merry Christmas to everyone.
You too. Oh, my God. How good did that make you feel? Oh, my God. I love it. Anya in North Carolina. You're on, baby.
Hi there. Happy holiday and happy birthday month.
Thank you, that sweet thing.
Yeah, that was a tough act to follow. I'm going, please don't let it be me.
There must be a reason. There are no accidents with the channel.
Absolutely.
So what's up?
Absolutely. I know you're not a doctor. I wanted to check on something that's going on with my right arm and see what the energetic acorn
right away, they're saying you're trying to lift something that's too heavy. And that would be energetically. So your right arm is your male arm, your power side.
Correct.
Okay. Who are you trying to lift up that's just too heavy?
Yeah. Would it be my boss?
Bingo. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. Now... Wow. I'm not a doctor. I'm not getting that there's anything like physically that you have to worry about too much, but it's like, I'll save you. I'll do it. I'll help. I'll save you. Is this resonating?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He needs to step up for himself some more.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
And, again, guys, we want to give, but giving is not enabling. I want to be clear about the difference about that. Giving is where it comes from pure joy and you just love to do it. And you don't have to take a hit from it at all because it's all your choice.
Right.
But saving our kids to the point that they don't accept responsibility for their own lives, saving our brothers, saving our parents when they don't want to take responsibility, that's enabling.
Right.
And then you start taking the hits from that.
What I'm gleaning is going on too is just because of this person's personality. I and the other members of the staff that are dealing with the public are doing a lot of intervention, balancing, mitigating, you know, his
behavior. Yeah, you're doing damage control.
Yeah, that's it.
Damage control. Yeah. So, you know, you guys have to look at how to resolve this.
Yeah, because it's affecting our livelihood.
It's affecting everything, your energy, your livelihood, your joy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like, that's why I know for me, it's in my highest interest to step away from this show if they will allow me to do it. You know, because I'm just not happy.
Right.
I've tried to be happy.
Right.
And I have committed to being happy. And bottom line, I'm not happy because I'm not challenged.
Right.
You know, you're not happy because you're overly challenged and trying to save a situation you shouldn't have to be saving in the first place.
Right. But and on the flip side of that coin, I'm really loving what I'm doing, and I'm happier and more fulfilled, if you want to call it that, than I've been any time in many years.
Okay. Then the one thing you have to get into alignment is this guy and your mm-hmm. relationship and how you're going to handle it. Then everything's right. in alignment. And that's why your body's bringing it to your attention, because it's the one thing that's out of alignment when everything else right. is.
Right, right. Yeah, because I'm okay during the day. It's the where I'm feeling it is the insertion point between the deltoid, the shoulder, and the bicep muscle. And it's just like, because I lift heavy things. That's part of my job, but it's not every day, every moment that I'm doing that. But I sell paintings. So I'm lifting paintings and moving things around.
Metaphor, Anya.
Metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So get quiet. They'll give you some ideas about how you can handle this for yourself and for the office. Okay.
And could I do a real fast other one?
Real fast.
Okay. I am potentially entering a new relationship, and it seems like this could be really wonderful, but I'm a little nervous because it's been a long time since I've been in something that has the potential really to move forward into something really meaningful. And I just, anything that comes forward, I would appreciate.
Well, the first thing that they're giving me is potentially a new relationship is an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're not on board with it and you have a lot of fear of it, you're going to create problems or time lapses in moving into this new relationship.
Okay.
Just because you move into a new relationship, guys, doesn't mean you're married and committed for the rest of your life. But
right.
you have to commit to this moment to see if you want to commit more.
Right. And that's kind of where we are. We're already good friends. I think we're both just sort of like putting our toes in the water, wanting to maintain what we have.
You're both clear that if this doesn't work out as a romantic relationship, we're still going to have our friendship.
Okay. All right.
And with that, we're going to commit to seeing if we want to go further.
Okay.
But you have to commit in order to go further.
Yeah, exactly. No, and I'm prepared to do that. I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just have that discussion so that that's all, you know, understood by both of you. But guys, you can't think about creating a new business. You can't think about it. You ain't ever going to create it then. You have to commit to taking the next step.
Right.
In anything you want to create, you've got to commit to the next step. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right, Miss Julie in Denver, you're on.
Hello there.
Hello there.
I haven't been on your show ever, and I always just listen to the recordings. And I haven't really been doing the work either lately. I've been doing a lot of, well, I've created a business also. And for the first time in many years, I am feeling the lack of finances.
Okay. So first of all, welcome, Julie. We love that you finally called, and thanks for being a part of the community anyway. They're saying this has a lot to do with Christmas. This feeling that you don't have enough. So they want to go to your little girl. When you were a little girl, did you feel like your family had enough?
No, because we lived on a farm. And it was always like, we always ended up with enough. But, you know, it's like you can't have. And I've changed that over my life. I've had beautiful Christmases, and I have, you know, it has been very, very different. I've created it, but this year, I don't know what's going on.
Well, that they're going to put that puzzle together for you and for everybody. So there's something that happened that triggered this sense memory of when you were younger and you heard you can't have. It has to do with a man or a male energy about 5 weeks ago, 5 to 6 weeks ago.
Actually, I think it's a female that is a manly person.
Okay, that's fine.
She was
that's
in my
why
house. She lived here.
Yes.
And took advantage a lot.
Okay. That's where this all started.
Okay. Because right now she's doing everything she can to demean my business and to... She writes emails just ripping me apart, and I cannot read her emails anymore because it's like it's so demeaning. It's taken my power away, and so
exactly.
I've been working on that. You know, just letting go of all of that, trying to love her.
Well, okay, that's like a potentially new relationship.
I know.
You can't try to love somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't try to love her. Just love.
Just love, period.
Just love, period, sweetheart. And then it goes out to everybody. Don't read her emails. That just drags you down into, well, now they're giving me the words, I'm going to hurt you. So where in your young childhood did you experience that?
I don't know. I don't remember much of my childhood. I've blocked most of it out. So yeah,
well,
I'm sure that there was a lot of hurt there.
Yeah, you. There was, and you buried it. Hold on, I'm asking. You don't have to bring it all back up yet, but you do have to know that she is triggering a deep sense memory from your childhood and other lifetime childhoods.
Okay.
So this is your big Christmas gift, the channel is saying. This is your huge Christmas gift to yourself to finally put this down, release this sense memory, and never have to be haunted by it ever again, Julie, ever. Okay. So
does that help bring my business into order then? Because it's like sales are not happening ever since. Probably ever since she walked into my door, yeah.
Okay.
That was in September.
And who invited her in?
I guess I did, yes.
Yes? Okay. So why do you think you would invite this energy in that ultimately we're going to just use the terms we use is a negative energy that would have brought all this stuff up for you?
Well, basically to heal from all of this.
You bet.
Sure.
You bet. It's a big Christmas gift. It's a huge pony in the poo. Okay?
Yeah.
I would suggest you, and you hardly ever hear me recommend one of my books on air because I do not believe in selling things on a show that helps people. But I would highly recommend you read my book, Bright Light.
If you really want
to know that nobody can take your creation away from you.
Okay.
And if you have to come out in your business and go, there are people, you know, that are wanting to hurt this business. And I'm choosing to stay in the place of love. If you need to go to a lawyer and have a cease and desist letter written.
I even thought of that last week. Yep. Okay. I think
but
I need
you,
a cease and desist.
Yeah. But you need to do it from the vibration of love.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the tricky part. And it's like the Buddha said, if you need to sue somebody, sue them. Just sue them with love. Love heals everything, creates everything, guys. So this has been a very important show guiding you back to bringing everything into alignment with the state of love. If anything is out of alignment, then you are in resistance to love. And you are deflating how much you can create. You got it, Julie?
I do.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Blessings to you and welcome, sweetheart.
And happy birthday to both of us this month.
Oh, when's yours?
December 30th.
Oh, my goodness. You're right at the cusp. Well,
yeah.
Happy birthday, darling.
Thank you.
Give yourself a great birthday present by doing this and knowing your business is just awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so
much. Okay. You're welcome. I love you. I love all of you. Boy, again, went as fast as I could, guys, but that's the last call for today. Please jump on it tomorrow if you want to get one of those private sessions. First come, first serve. It'll be out on the e-blast. We'll try to get it out really quickly. There will also be a solo e-blast going out first thing in the morning. And the number to call, if you need a number, again, the office number is 818-876-0386. Thank you for all the love and incredible information we experienced on this show. You guys are amazing. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves. Love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.